I'm excited that we have our next group ready to go, and you'll have a chance to hear them. They are from Knock High School. It's been a long time since I've been out there in Saxonburg. We'll talk to each of them. The group is called This Is the World. One, two, ready, go! This is the world live, and boy, they sound great today. And let's meet each of them. Let's start with the guitarist who was kind of shredding it there. You did a great job. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jesse. Jesse Ord. I play guitar, of course. And, you know, we've been doing this for 2.5 years now, and I love it.
So the three of you have stayed together as a band that long? That's a long time.
Yeah, most people, for sure. Most people, most bands our age, you know, stay together, and they'll stay together for like, you know, a year, you know, if that, you know. But one of the things I love about doing this is like, you know, we enjoy doing it, and our longevity is just so like, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we stay together.
You're all from Saxonburg. You all are students at Knock, right?
Yeah.
When did you meet each other? Do you guys go back to, like, elementary school or that far?
Well, yeah, we, of course, went to Knock elementary school, you know. I came to Knock fourth grade. You know, these other guys, I think, have been in the district for longer. But, you know, we started to get, you know, a real friendship in seventh grade. You know, I sat by Jason in reading class, actually, and that's how the band started. You know, slipped him a note, you know, asked him if he wanted to be in a band, and that's what happened there. And from there, we just went there.
Jason's the drummer. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself.
Obviously, drums.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's Jason Brawler. Right?
Brawler.
Sorry about that.
I've known Austin since, I don't know, probably fourth grade. But, you know, our parents are friends, and, you know, I'd always go over to Austin's. He had this small little blue drum set that I just hop on every now and then. Me and him would just jam. He played keyboards and bass at the same time. He did some. It was a real fun time. I mean, and then I met Jesse, and he was telling me, you know, that he plays guitar, and he knew I played drums in the school's band, so he passed me that note saying if I wanted to be in a band, and I of course said yes, because why wouldn't I?
Yeah, you guys play really well together. I have a couple other questions I want to ask you, but let's meet Austin real quick. It's Austin Zarnik.
Yes, correct.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I've known Jason longer than anyone else here. I've known him since fourth grade, like he stated. But I originally got into the bass through school, and Jason has always known that I played the bass. I always knew that Jason always played somewhere in, like, the band, like, the school band. Like, he had, like, the little jazzy kind of slash trumpets and that kind of band. And after knowing Jason, we kind of just became friends in the fact that we would play games together. And once Jason told me, like, hey, do you want to be in a band? I'm like, yeah. So that's what we did. The three of us became friends, and we became a band, and we started progressing our music.
That's great. Now, that song you just did was an original. What's its name?
Along the Way.
And who do you guys write together, or is
Yeah, our writing process is rather organic. You know, I'll write a song, you know, guitar, of course. I think of the chords, and then I'll write the lyrics to it, and then kind of get a sense for what it's going to be like, and then bring it into practice, and we'll put it together. And I have to say, these guys are great to work with, you know, very easy to work with. We have a drive, we have determination. You know, when we get into practice, you know, we'll just, you know, jam something out, write something. You know, that process is very organic, and Jason wrote the lyrics to that, you know, and he did that all in but, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you guys are really tight. You sound great. If you're just joining us, This Is the World is the band that you're listening to. We'll talk with them a little bit more as time goes on. But what's the next song you want to do?
Next song we're going to do is actually a song off our record. It's called Move On, and then we're going to sort of reprise that into our This Is the World song. And that song is our title track off our record and our band name.
Okay, once again, here is This Is the World.
Well, I never fall asleep, and I never hit the hay. Rock on out in a party every day. You just place your best bet. I'll be at the show. Cause right now they're leaving. Just you take a look at the tangle while you're weaving. Well, when the feeling sucks, get numb, move on. Well, when the feeling sucks, get numb, move on. I'm sick of all the liberals. All they do is protest. All they do is molest. Sick of overrated. Something like the Beatles. Sick of all the druggies. Can't put down their needles. But when the feeling sucks, get up, move on. show. I'll get the tickets, baby, front row. But when the feeling sucks, get tough, move on. But when the feeling sucks, get tough, move on.
Wow, you guys, your vocals were amazing on that song, and just a good song altogether. You guys have a punk sensibility, I think. I hope that's okay. Yeah. Where did that come from?
I think that's derivative of bands like the Sex Pistols and the Ramones, that 70s edged punk, you know. And I think that part of that comes from, you know, when we were forming, I was really influenced by the Ramones and bands like Kiss. And Kiss isn't a punk band, but if you know their songs, they're like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you know, and they've got that kind of hard edge where it's like this real almost punky atmosphere, you know. So
yeah, they do. I remember, I don't like expressions like this, but I was about, I was 12 or 13. I was going to say I was about your age when Kiss hit the scene.
Yeah.
And they were kind of exactly. Nobody had ever seen anybody quite like Kiss at that point. And I remember buying that album. And we were all talking about, and we're still all talking about Gene Simmons. If you can get his marketing prowess, you'll do really well.
Definitely.
So you have a new album out. We linked to your Facebook page. How can folks get it?
Well, we're on this website, this music sharing app. It's called, it's not an app, but it's more of a website. It's called Bandcamp.
Oh, great.
And you can go on there and you can listen to the music, of course. And it's not like iTunes where you listen to it and you only get like a 20 second snippet. You know, you get the full song. You can go all 10 songs, you know, and you can buy that track, too. I think it's like $1 per track. And there's 10 tracks, so it's $10.
It's great. It's called This Is the World. Yeah, easy to find if you go to Bandcamp. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. We have CD copies, too. So, you know, check out the email. I don't know if that was linked or anything, but check out the email and stuff, and I'm sure we could get you a CD.
Yeah, look for these guys. You guys sound great. Are you playing out anywhere soon where people can hear you?
Yeah, we're going to be trying to do some more, you know, of course it's winter time, so we have to do the indoor stuff, you know, so we're going to be trying for anything we can, anything possible. Over the summer, we played Pittsburgh Deutschtown Music Festival on the youth stage, and we rocked, we enjoyed that, you know, and then, I don't know if you've ever heard of a band called Anger the Ant and the Gents, but we played with them at, Pullman Park Music from the Mound for the very first, so we were honored to open for them. Playing a 45-minute set, you know, just jamming again. But, yeah.
Well, that's great. You all sound good. The bass is keeping that heartbeat going alive.
Yeah.
Drums are fun to watch. And when the three of you, I think you saw the look on my face when you all started to sing together in that last song, coming out front, you just sounded awesome. Do you want to do – do you have one more?
We could do one more. This is the first song on our new record. It's called – Brand New.
Okay, and this will be our last chance to talk, so I just want to ask, did any of you want to say something that you didn't get a chance to?
No, I would just say definitely check us out. We love playing out. We play really tight. We love doing it, and we are This Is the World.
This is The World. Thank you for being with us today. A lot of folks enjoying your performance.